Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Let's clear the air this morning. 585-252-9800. You got something you need to get off your chest? We're going to give you 7 minutes to do it, starting right now. Let's get right into it. Breeze?
Let's rename this segment to 7 minutes in heaven. Yeah. Or hell.
All right, let's get to some of our listeners weighing in and open the door for them.
Oh, let's open that door wide open, shall we? This person says, I prefer night shifts because I like being up all night and sleeping all day. There, I said it.
That's fine.
That's all right.
I don't think that's a hot take.
Wow, that's scorching.
I wouldn't do that.
Olivia says, when you see a front yard full of stupid gnomes and faded plastic ornaments, you immediately know how that person's kitchen smells. There, I said it. It's probably my favorite one already. Yeah, it's kind of my favorite one. We got a special guest in the studio for Breezy's birthday. You know him. You love him. Give it up for Tommy Bechtel.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Tommy Bechtel, cryptocurrency enthusiast, patron of the arts, big Breezy birthday fan.
Whee!
Listen, I'm going to, yeah, oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Multifaceted Moose, he's also an instrumentalist. Here's my hot take. We need to normalize giving adults timeouts the way we do toddlers.
Oh.
And you know, there's the rule, you know, 1 minute for every year that the child is how long they go to timeout for. I think that if you have like a discrepancy with your mother that you happen to live with, you should send her to timeout for 71 minutes.
Oh.
71 is very specific.
There, I said it.
Something happened?
Yeah, care to share with the class?
You want to share?
Oh, no, this is just an evergreen comment. I mean, not specifically for me, obviously. I'm a man of means, cryptocurrency enthusiast, lover of fine cheeses, friend to all animals. But, you know, let's just say someone at work is, like, being a little mouthy, being a little yappy. You should be able to send them to timeout for 45 minutes, Tim.
Okay, calling people out. We love that. Dang. It's good to have you back on the show with us, Tommy.
Patrice is also here.
No.
She's not here. She left. Okay, perfect.
She's just warming up the seat this morning. Let's go over to this person. Porn gives men unrealistic expectations of women. Rom-coms give women unrealistic expectations of men. It's a two-way street, people. There, I said it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't even think that's that much of a hot take.
Yeah, that's just life.
That's just... Common sense.
Every day.
I don't know. I've been to a lot of doctor's appointments that unfolded in a weird way.
So. All right, Tommy. Thank you. This guy, yo. Hey, good morning, guys. The holes in bagels are getting too big, and I'm not happy about it. There, I said it. I'm not happy about it. Not happy. Okay, thank you. So much.
Not that
is that
person
our president
being
weighing
shaking
in?
This.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. All right, I have to get to mine for today. Mine for today is I am genuinely so irrationally afraid of hairless cats. There, I said.
Oh, my God. They're terrifying me.
No.
You know, I have a friend that has a couple of beautiful twin Siamese cats. And do you know you have to, like, cream those cats up? You got to, like, lotion them all day?
I am so terrified of them. I can't even look at them without my hairs standing all the way straight up on my arm. Like, it is spooky, Town USA.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We got a message from Lydia that says there's no one more annoying than a house guest who insists on helping load the dishwasher. This results in you having to unload half of it and do it properly, creating around 40% more space in the process. Some guests need to stop being so annoying. There, I said it.
Shout out to my grandma.
I was going to say, I'm going to complain. That's actually me. That's why I'm in a fight with my mom right now. I'm sorry.
That's why you're putting her in timeout.
That's why.
Well, she's putting you in timeout, I should say.
You'll get your own place soon, my man. Don't worry. I've been there, too. Happy birthday to Breezy from Dan and Melissa in Irondequoit. We love you. This person says, risk it for a biscuit and winner, winner, chicken dinner. These are the catchphrases of some of the most annoying people on the planet. There, I said it.
Oh, okay. Oh. I think Joe uses those phrases often.
I use the risk it for the biscuit
one. I know you do.
Joe, you got a hot take?
This is it.
Yeah. LED or blue headlights should be illegal. Especially on pickup trucks.
Well, it's blinding.
I can't see the damn road when I'm driving into work. I'm sorry.
I know. I learned a valuable lesson at a leadership conference in the eighth grade.
Are you bragging? I know.
Not me being high up in leadership. But if you are on the road and someone has their headlights directly into you, all you need to do is stare at the white line on the side that will center your focal point. So
yeah, I thought that was common sense, but yeah, no, I
there
do appreciate
I said it.
You. And not for nothing, you kind of know the people driving those pickup trucks, right? It's the people with the small peepees. Mm-hmm. All right, Tommy has prepared a little something special. You just made mention of. Why don't you go take intern Joe's mic real quick
and
tell us what we're doing this morning for Breezy.
I love a scavenger hunt.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Breezy. You know, I was really honored when Moose asked me to come in and do a little something for you. You're so important to me. You're one of my favorite people on earth, one of my dearest friends.
CSE friends.
But I didn't want to do anything too dramatic. So I thought, you know, we'll just keep it really kind of casual and basic. Hit it, Moose! I know. Today is Breezy's birthday, but I can't help but make this song a little about Tommy. And I heard that it's your special day, so I told Moose that I'd show up as long as he would pay. You're turning 22, or maybe 23. Your face is fresh as hell. Let's drop that skin routine. You make us all real proud. We love to see you shine. Let's blow some candles out and have a real good time. Hey, it's your birthday. We're here at the show. Let's go to the phones now, Breezy. Happy birthday, Breezy. Be caller 8. Win tickets to Drake or something. Happy birthday. I just want to wish you a big happy birthday. Happy birthday, Breezy. Oh, we love you down at PXY. I just want to wish you a big happy birthday. Happy birthday, Breezy. That's it. Shut it off. I'm out of here.
rehearse that?
6 hours. I didn't remember to put the headphones on, so I had to jump in a little late there. Let's run it back from the top. No, 2, 3, 4.
I think we're good. Thank you so much.
Good.
That was beautiful.
Well, I actually have to rush to therapy now.
This guy, Tommy, thank you so much, man, for making an appearance.
Happy birthday.
You're such a creative, and legally we have to say we are not giving away tickets to Drake.
That's true. Sorry. I did think about that when I was writing those brilliant lyrics.
You just didn't care. You still put it in.
Well, here's the thing. Drake's a personal friend of mine. No, he's not. I try to avoid all Canadians. That's a hot take. There, I said it. Stay away from Canada, folks. They're not our friends.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
we have a lot
Tommy.
Of Canadian listeners.
All right. Hey, listen, why don't you go ahead and run off to therapy now?
Oh, shout out Dr. Chernobyl. That's her real last name. Okay. I just doxed her online. All right, let's go.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Thanks for all the hot takes.